Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation here live at Texas Barber College, where Miss Bridget has just come by to say she's in charge of enrolling students. So yeah, if you would like a change of career, it's time to come talk to Miss Bridget. Okay, yeah. Texas Barber College on Lancaster.
Yeah.
And they have $5 haircuts as well if you'd like to just stop by and get a haircut. And they're giving away baseball tickets as well. We have 2 hours to go. And I'm prepared right here to talk some Mavs basketball with you, because in the darkness of – this Mavs horrible season, there is a beacon of hope.
The night is darkest just before the dawn.
It's off in the distance. You know, you're a few miles out to sea, but there's a lighthouse there, and its name is Jaden Hardy. Okay, cool. That's what I want to talk about here with you. What's the ceiling on a Mr. Jaden Hardy here for
the
Mavericks?
What does he mean by that, Woolchuck?
They've absolutely done a nice job. Salute to the front office, by the way, for finding this guy early second round. It's hard to find a guy this good in the lottery. And he was hooping last night again, had a very efficient 27 points.
Brunson was a second rounder, too?
Yeah, they're on to something. They struggled for a long time.
Yeah, they didn't
MFFLs, care. No. It was very lean years for many, many seasons. And I thought Josh Green was just the latest in a long line of wing players that were terrible that Donnie Nelson kept bringing in. But they got rid of Donnie, brought in Nico and Kidd and some different things going on. And now they found players here. So the question is, how good could it be at 877-881-1053? I do think that, you know, whether he is a one-time All-Star, never an All-Star, I think he's good enough that along with Josh Green and Luka and hopefully Kyrie Irving, you have the beginning of an athletic and talented nucleus. I can say that for sure. Like, he's part of my group that I want to build to the future with. Well, Chuck, I just don't know if he's that classic six man off the bench who's going to come in and give you offense like Jason Terry was for a lot of his career.
Yeah.
Is it a step down to O.J. Mayo land? Or are we thinking we're watching like a Donovan Mitchell type of attacking guard take off here in front of our very eyes that can do it with the jump shot and the dunk?
Yeah, he is. I mean, you talk about explosiveness. Like, this dude is the most on the team. You know, and that probably includes a Kyrie Irving. I think
the dunk against the Grizzlies the other night was just filthy.
I mean, it was SportsCenter top 10. Yeah. It was vicious. But, I mean, he's one of those guys, and I've talked about this, you know, during crosstalk with Baskey. It seems like you need a big shot, and the other team's going on a run. Here's Jaden Hardy with a big three to go ahead and end the drought. Like, the moment never seems too big for him. He's a blast to watch. I think he's always had the talent. It's just trusting him. Right, yeah. And it seems like the coaching staff has just been hesitant to trust him, whether it's assignments, defensive mental lapses. But I think that Hardy's future and upside is greater than Josh Green's.
Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah. I wouldn't know how to call it. I think that's a good take. That's a great take. And his ability to handle the basketball is going to get him more opportunities. I think Josh Green's defense, you know, his off the ball play a little bit. It'll be interesting to see how the rest of the game rounds out. You know, Jaden Hardy has the ball in his hands, but so far I'm unsure of all the other stuff that comes along with it. And you know, maybe he's like a guard version of like a Christian Wood.
And the thing with Wood is, I mean, you saw last night he comes out to the top of the key and defends Steph Curry, and he stuffs him for a block.
Yeah.
It's like, you see these flashes from Christian Wood, mm-hmm. He just can't ever do it for a full game.
If he sees it, he can do it.
It's so annoying.
It's what's happening back here that I'm supposed to be tracking, even though I can't see it.
Just having that kind of innate ability to sense and just have the awareness, really. That's what he lacks, is the awareness.
Yeah. Yeah, Kyrie Irving's been mentoring Jaden Hardy, though.
I love that, man. And this is the impact of getting a guy like Kyrie.
Luca had a great quote about him last night. I think I sent it to Lucius when I didn't remember that Joey was filling in for Lucius today. But Luca was like, yeah, he's, you know, he's great, and he loves him. So, you know, everybody on the team is pretty psyched about this, especially because of how raw he seemed. But he blew up in the G League last year in the final 10 games. And for the season, it didn't look like he'd had a successful campaign. But he's a guy that got away from home and was a little bit uncomfortable and struggled to get comfortable. But now, not only did he cross that hurdle in the G League, at the start of this year, I was like, man, this guy seems too nervy. He needs a lot of experience. But now I would say Jaden Hardy is no longer looking like a rookie. You know, he's got the body language and the confidence in his game to go out there and feel like, I'm going to go get mine here. I'm not a rookie trying to survive out here on the court. I'm kind of like a hunter. And I do want to say it again. We've been very tough on this Mavs front office, but I think they deserve a huge high five for picking him where they got him and the coaching staff and him for developing to this point.
I kind of feel like, though, with Hardy, I mean, he had to make some starts because of some injuries or play a lot more. And he had a run where they went back-to-back with Memphis and then the San Antonio game where he took about 63 shots and then made about 23 of them. And, you know, and the thing about him is he might have a 9 for 21 night. He might have a 9 for 25 night. He might have a 5 for 17 night. But that doesn't keep him from – he doesn't get discouraged.
Right.
Because then he comes back and then he has another game in Memphis where he's 7 out of 13 and then he's 10 out of 18.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like a kid that gets rattled.
No.
If he's – you know, they might have said, listen, dude, you're shooting way too much. Okay, fine. But then he comes back and he keeps shooting, you know. And I think that's the thing about him where if you ask me the difference between him and, like, Green – I think Green is a little bit more of a, like, the defender, the guy in your face, the, you know, that kind of where he might not take the shot or want to take the shot. Hardy, on the other hand, is going to take the shot.
He's a true scorer.
He is going to, whether he drives it or whether he knocks it down from outside. I think that's the biggest difference between him and Green. Green will shoot, hey, I'm open, and he'll do it. But then Hardy's like, I'm not really open. I'm going to gun this thing.
Right.
I'm going to hope for the best.
There's times like you'll watch Josh Green and you're just wanting more aggressiveness. Like, attack the basket, Josh. You have a lane. Yeah. With Hardy, he's always playing with pure confidence and he's a born scorer, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just attacking the rim.
We'll see if he can create for others. You know, if you create for yourself, you're a sixth man, you create for others, you can be an all-pro starting point guard.
Is he the Brunson replacement?
I think so. Yeah, and maybe that's the perfect type of analogy, you know, or perfect type of comparison for what you could hope for or expect.
Yeah, the thing with Brunson to me is it's the experience.
Because, well, and basketball IQ is off the charts. Yeah, that's why Rick Carlisle trusted him.
And exactly, and that's, you know, you're talking about, like, you know, Villanova, national championships, college experience, and all. I mean, Hardy is a young guy, and so
Didn't he skip college and go to the G League?
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, Brunson got his education of playing basketball in the NCAA tournaments and stuff like that. Hardy is getting his education playing in the NBA.
That's a good point.
I mean, the school of hard knocks is really hard knocks for him.
Yeah.
Because he's having to learn playing NBA minutes.
All right, the truckwreck.com fan text 877-881-1053. Green can't dribble and create his own shot. Hardy can. I think Green's getting better at it.
I think he is, too.
I don't know that Hardy sees the floor. You know, that would be my one thing. Like, what's your defense? What's your team game? Like, Hardy's hands down the better bet long term. Green still has too many times where the moment is too big. You know, I think Hardy's a natural confidence guy, and he's a hard worker, too. And that time off that he had, it's very, very clear that he worked on a number of things with his game and came back with tools to apply to a very difficult jump up in defense from where he was. And I just think it's easier to transition into the league, though, if that's your game. Your strength is not dependent on reading everything and being in the right place at the right time. It's like, hey, here's the ball. And go beat this guy who's probably like 5 years older than you. You know, I just think Jaden Hardy's job and what he's good at coming into the league is it more easily applied, and that's why he's having the immediate success. But I'm hugely bullish on both. You know, I just think we are, you know, maybe debating which one has the brighter future. Okay, what'd you guys think of Cuban's protest last night? I think this is embarrassing. I think when the pressure gets too high, he cracks. And last night he did. And in the moment, you're like, oh, wow, that's messed up. But then after you see the explanation from the officials in the league, hey, they gave the ball to the Warriors, then they pointed for the timeout. It was a miscommunication. Maybe the refs should communicate a little bit better. This isn't a protest moment, though. This is, oh, crap, we weren't paying attention enough to realize that it wasn't our ball and we gave up a free hoop. That's,
yeah.
You know, that's something you talk to the coaches about, not the league.
And I saw a clip of it was the Warriors game broadcast that was tweeted out, and you can hear Jason Kidd telling the official, but you told us it was our ball.
Yeah.
So I understand the confusion, but in that moment, I mean, come on. You see what's happening here. You see they're going to give the Warriors the ball to inbound it. You know, you'd think that you can do something as a coach to solve this problem so we're not being laughed at on Shacked Into Fool now. But I don't think that they're going to win this.
No.
And I don't think Cuban has much of a case, sadly.
No. At most, it's like the league tells the officials, hey, you know, when it's confusing like that, you're pointing in a direction and then giving a timeout, maybe walk back over there and make sure. Or if you see the team lining up on the other side looking for the ball and the ref, maybe don't give it to the guy.
Yeah.
Like, that's an email that you get as a ref. Like, hey, probably not do it that way again. Yeah. You know, a unique situation happened, and let's handle it differently. You know, I just think that, you know, back in the day, you're playing for the number one seed. Mark Cuban breaks down. You're playing for big playoff moments. Mark Cuban breaks down. And about 10 years ago, 12 years ago, when they won the championship, he appeared to find a much better, more mature lane. And now, well into his 60s, I would think that he would have said goodbye to that sort of immaturity as an owner. But clearly, he's still Mark. You know, very fiery and emotional, and I hope it has a good end to it.
Well, what's happening is his team's losing a lot of tough, tight games, and the stress of that is getting because now you have guys like us and the station talking about his coach and talking about the organization and talking about the general manager, and now you're starting to see, you're seeing like we're all looking for reasons to point the finger and say, hey, well, why? And I think the pressure of that has gotten to him quite a bit. The pressure, too. I mean, let's talk about another sport. The pressure of the Stars losing these overtime games, lost 14 of them. You know, there's going to be pressure and finger pointing and all that. And that's when people start to lose their composure about doing their jobs.
You know, when you start to melt down and you're like, hey, guys, we got to get a handle on this. And you go back in the lab and maybe you get a break and then you go back out there and it happens again. And then you're like, oh, and then it happens again. I think the stress of it and like, no, it's not going to happen again. It just happened again. You got to be kidding me. I think it can be too much for even like mentally tough people, much less Mark Cuban. You know, gentlemen, I know we're live here at the Texas Barber College. We're having a good discussion about basketball, football. But I look up at the clock, and I realize we do have time for 60 seconds on soccer.
Oh, yes, we do.
That is right.
Yes,
and we have
we
some
do.
Cool news. Goalkeeper Ben Foster has come out of retirement to join Wrexham on a free transfer with the club bidding for the National League title. That's what they're in for currently. Wrexham is the club owned by Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhaney.
Yep.
And you can watch the documentary on Hulu. It's an old Wales team.
Yeah, Wales.
That had like fallen down to the deep, deep, deep bottoms. And now they're trying to make it back with the assistance of some Hollywood cash and some sponsors. They got themselves a keeper. And that's pretty important because this Rob Layton guy that they'd had ruled out 6 weeks with a knee injury.
Woo.
So having the power of Hollywood behind him, Ben Foster's like, yeah, I would like to go play for those Yanks, Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhaney. And he's had a great career playing for Premier League teams.
They're trying to get are they still in a position to get elevated here?
Yeah, exactly. And then Ronaldo has broken his silence on Manchester United exit. You know, he's playing for your guys' old team, Al Nassr in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And what happened at United, basically, he says he had to grow up. And even though, you know, he's in his mid-30s, he says it was a bad phase of his career during his second stint at United. It was a tragedy for United. I mean, they'd fallen on tough times since he left. And they're like, okay, we're getting Ronaldo back. Maybe this can rekindle some magic. The next thing you know, he hates everybody. He went on to Piers Morgan and talk trash about everything involved, including the manager, Eric Ten Hag. And Ronaldo, you know, has kind of apologized for it, but in a very Ronaldo way, found a way to not apologize. He said, now I'm more prepared in learning that there are more important things because I'd never been through this like in the last few months. He said, now I'm a better man. So he's kind of bragging. He's kind of bragging through an apology or explanation for why he was a level 10 CNX next Tuesday.
Matured.
Yeah. Okay, we got to run, Nation. When we come back, it's time to hit the expressway. We have 35 minutes of uninterrupted sports content live from the Barber's College here. Lancaster, yeah, $5 haircuts. You can sign up to go to barber school as well if you'd like. And we got a winner here of these baseball tickets.
Yes, ooh, let's
go. Giving away baseball tickets. It's baseball time.
It looks like Travion Johnson.
Travion Johnson. All right.
Congratulations,
yeah,
Travion. You've done it. You're going to a baseball game next Saturday in Arlington. Okay, when we come back, Nation, let's hit that expressway. We got all the minutes of content coming up next on 105.3 The Fan. Let's talk about our friends at Diamonds Direct before we do that, though. You want or need some new jewelry? Diamonds Direct is the place to be. I love them. You know, we got two locations here in North Texas, but there's so many reasons to love Diamonds Direct and the wonderful, things that they have. They're diamond jewelry, and, you know, they cut out the middlemen, so they have the best selection, the best prices. It's a direct importer. You know, you cannot get any closer to the source than Diamonds Direct unless you go mine them yourself, and you can't do that. It's illegal. Okay, the company was started by diamond cutters and wholesalers, and they have connections with the best diamond cutters in the entire world. They got the connections. They bring the best diamonds right here to North Texas with no middlemen. Okay, every time you go through a middleman in the jewelry business, in any business, they're marking it up 10% here, 15% here. The next thing you know, items are much more expensive once they get to their eventual destination and that beautiful showcase in front of you. And Diamonds Direct has cut all of those greedy guys out. They bring them right for the mines to you. Okay, highest quality diamonds as well. The owners of Diamonds Direct handpick every diamond. They're careful. They only choose the highest quality stones with the best cut. And they reject the ones that you see online and in those mega corporate stores. You don't want to buy a Diamonds Direct reject, do you? You want the real deal. No inferior diamonds at Diamonds Direct, period. Okay? An extraordinary jewelry store that you will love. Get details and more at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Expressway on the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by Rockwall Ford.
All righty. Thank you, Joey, and for Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It is time to hit said expressway, brought to you by Rockwell Ford. And Bobby Belt coming up here in about 7-8 minutes. And then Joey's going to try his hand at L.A. Live coming up here at about 5:40. So looking forward to that. I think he's up for the challenge. We'll find out, though. Big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hit this expressway, gentlemen.
I hope he bleeps that up.
One of the coolest things going out last year to Oxnard was getting the chance to go to the Angels-Rangers game with you. We saw Michael Young there, enjoyed a game with Brad Sham, who basically did baseball play-by-play throughout the whole game for us. So we got our own personal play-by-play man. But behind us and to the left was a cool thing. And maybe you've seen these at the airport. There's one now at the Globe. Amazon's Just Walk Out technology. Have you seen this?
No.
Yeah, you just walk out of a convenience store. Somehow they know it's you, and they know what you bought. And they know you got an Amazon app. So if you got an Amazon app, you go pick up the stuff at this little store, and you walk out, and they charge you for it.
Okay.
Two convenience-oriented food service outlets open at the Globe. First one in Dallas area sports and entertainment venue. This is coming everywhere. You don't want to stand in line behind a bunch of people that are going to take 8 minutes to order nachos and chicken strips and pizza and then wait for the person to go gather all that stuff. You just want to walk into a little convenience store, pick up what you need, and get back to your seats as soon as possible, right? Well, that's what it's going to do. Amazon's physical retail technologies are designed to enable an effortless and convenient shopping experience by eliminating checkout lines and reducing friction by giving guests the options to pay with their palm. Visiting the walkout technology at Globe Life Field, just to insert your credit card or hover their palm at the entry gates to shop. So that's what you do. You walk in, you swipe it, or you put your phone out there, it beeps, or your card out there, it beeps, and boom, you're on for shopping. You into this, Brian?
No,
I'm not selling you at all.
No,
completely out.
No.
I give cash.
No, I don't. The thing, no,
I don't bring my card with
me. I will
me.
Say this, working with you the last 3 years, I've noticed that you are more about that would be something perfect for you.
Yeah.
That would be, I don't want to stand, you know me, I tried to pay for a lady's bag of ice to keep her from like getting her credit card out.
You're not wasting the time.
But for somebody like yourself, who every day goes down to the store in the building and swipes his card to get soft drinks.
Uh-huh.
This is you.
It's perfect.
You're like, oh, geez, we can't get to. Can everywhere I go, can we have this? I can see that with you.
Yes. I got a robot that just brings me things.
With me, I'm like, cool. As long as they have like a TV, you're right. Nobody wants to stand around and they're trying to they're trying to figure out what they want to eat, know, and they're slow to. But yeah, for you, I could see why you have this story on us today.
Yeah,
because
I think it's
this
great.
This is right down.
I like it as
this
well.
This is Gavin everyday life right
here.
Is
the convenience store is built for me.
Do you ever worry about them knowing too much about you? With how convenient you like to do things,
we're well past that.
You think so?
Facebook and Google have reams of data on us.
Yeah. So you're already giving up, right? You're Jason Kidd.
Yeah. I need to disappear and get off the grid, I can do that.
Nobody's dying, Brian.
Yeah. I'm giving up. We can't win that fight anymore. We cannot win that fight anymore. But I do love that, and I like being in a hurry and being able to get to what I want to do, not inconvenienced by chores.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that if I'm driving down the street and I need to get gas or I want to pull in for a Diet Coke or something like that, a coffee, I won't go at the convenience stores or the gas stations on the left side.
Oh, no. That's
gonna
a rule.
Because that's going to force a left turn.
That's a rule.
And then you're going to have to make another one to get back out of where you're going, so you always go on the right.
Absolutely. Like if you're on a long trip and they say, hey, we're going to stop and eat. We got to stop and eat. That restaurant better be on the right side. If it's on the left side of the road, it could be like every great place you've ever been in your life, and you might end up over here at bad restaurant.
Yeah.
But it's on the right side.
But we're doing the bad restaurant. Yeah. I'm not turning the bleep around.
That's what I'm saying. I know what he's talking about down there. Yeah,
well, on a long road trip, you're holding like 92 miles an hour, and you're doing the math. Like, dude, I'm getting for every hour of driving, I'm doing 92 miles now. You go across the highway, that's going to cost you 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I was sitting there thinking that you were going to say that you like to go in like the Sunoco places, like they have pit stops,
Sunoco
like
at, fuel,
like an Indy, like NASCAR. Gavin pulls in there and they just pop the thing in there, and then boom, he's gone. Like 3-4 seconds.
I need a speed pump. just throw that gas in there. Let's go.
Do you have a must stop place when you do the road trips where you're like, oh, we got every time we do a road trip, we got to stop at this place?
I think it's all about. I've been accused, like I've driven before. My feats of strength. Like, we came back from a game. We called a game in San Francisco, the 49er Cowboy game.
Yeah.
And me, Rob Phillips, Hellman, you know, we were all driving back. I drove that thing to empty. I mean, empty, like fumes.
Oh, so
like
you're just
weaving it.
We're not stopping.
It. And I, yeah, I'm thinking, no, we could keep going, keep going. We almost at 4 in the morning. No
ran
gas,
out of gas.
No gas.
It gets cold up there in those mountains,
and
too.
I was like, I felt terrible. And Rob kept looking over and like, hey, that light's been on for a while over there, Brian. And I'm like, you know me, I'm like going, no, we can make it. There'll be a gas. There wasn't. Those are the long stretches of California. And I'm like thinking, no, no, I'm going to stop wherever I could stop. But in that point, I almost just abandoned us at that, you know, with me running that
thing.
So
you found one, though, eventually?
Eventually. I mean, it was like literally.
Were you putting in neutral downhills?
I was feathering it. I was doing everything I could.
Gosh.
Not to. But those guys were so nice about it. But I could tell Rob Phillips was like, listen, if you don't pull over now, I'm going to hit you upside the head.
Yeah. Idiot, we need gas.
I'm like, no, we're fine. We're going to keep going there. Yeah. So, anyway.
Okay, elsewhere here in the expressway, we gave you the Rangers note about the Amazon Now stores that are popping up in there. Opening day at the ballpark, I think for every individual, you're probably looking at $150-$200 for an experience. Minnesota Twins have the best, the cheapest. $37 will get you in, parking, hot dogs, and some cold beer right there at the Minnesota Twins.
You know what,
opening
Gavin?
Day.
And what day is that next week?
Yeah, we're Thursday.
Yeah, and make sure you bring in the gear you wear to the Vikings game because it's an outdoor stadium. You're going to be sitting in probably 20-something degree
weather.
That's
right.
That's why it's $37.
Yes.
I think it is. I mean, hey, we got to get you in there, but you better bring your snow parkas and stuff like that for that thing.
Okay.
That's going to be amazing there. Roof will be open, I'm sure.
No, they don't have a roof.
Enchanted.
Target.
No, I'm talking about specifically just for the Rangers.
Oh,
game.
Rangers. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
I don't give a bleep
yeah.
about the Target field.
Yeah, Target feels beautiful.
Although I've heard it is beautiful. I have heard great things about that arena.
The Yankees are valued over $7 billion now. The Cowboys got to be worth $8 Bayern Munich is sacking their manager, Nagelsmann. They're going to hire the former Chelsea boss, Tuchel.
Yeah, he had a short run there at Chelsea, didn't he, Gavin?
Yeah,
Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, a lot of short runs there. Kane breaks Rooney's England scoring record. LeBron could play in the final week of the season, and Rhys Hoskins is carted off the field for the Phillies there with a knee injury as Roberto Belt joins you now here on 105.3 The Fan.
Daddy, Roberto.
Our Cowboys insider. How the heck you doing, buddy?
Wonderful, never better. How are y'all?
About the same. Yeah, we're here live at Texas Barber College. If you need a haircut, we can get it done for $5 right now, Bob.
I need it. I had Alex, one of our sales guys, over last weekend when we were out at Twin Peaks. He came up to me and he saw me from across the bar and he walks over and he says, you know, I can't tell really where your neck hair ends and your back hair begins. I think you need to get this trimmed up. And so I'm in need, you know.
You're also rocking the Andrew Luck neck beard as well.
No. I cleaned it up today.
I cleaned it up last night, I guess.
So I'm clean on the neck.
Okay, perfect.
How often do you do the neck beard? I'm about a once a week guy myself.
Man, I hate shaving
so much.
No, it's not that much. I hate shaving so much.
No, admit it. You have a very, very scraggly beard kind of a thing.
I let it go. It's funny. I used to
people
keep it
say
in a
about
shadow.
It on the Love of the Star podcast. They comment about it quite a bit.
Oh no!
I know. I see in general that they comment a lot of things about me, but I hadn't seen the neck beard so much. The most prominent one.
You missed that part. You just skip
oh
over
rats!
That.
I'm upset that Brian got a haircut because I was really hoping to to borrow his vest that he wears all the time so that he and I could then go as Doc and Marty for. Halloween.
Hey, we got time to grow that out. We got time.
No, his looks good. Bobby, I do want to ask you, though, what would the reaction be, in your opinion? I mean, I your reaction might be like, who cares, because he's not any good anymore. But Zeke, if he were to sign with the Eagles, I mean, what's the fallout like, you think?
I mean, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that are upset by it. But here's the thing. If you dislike Zeke, or if you thought Zeke was washed or whatever else, then you probably approach it from one of two positions. One, how dare this trader? He went to the Eagles. This is so awful. Or two, you approach it from, hey, you know what? He's not very good anymore, so the Eagles just got worse. I love it. And then if you like Zeke, if you're a fan of Zeke, you either say, how dare this trader? Or you approach it from, well, good, he should. He should spite the Cowboys because the Cowboys unjustly cut him. And so, I mean, I think it'd be a mixed bag of results here. But, more power to Zeke. Let's see him running out there in that number 15 jersey like he wants to do, apparently. But
he can't do that in Philadelphia. You know
what he should bring back is the abs retired. And lose about 25 pounds.
That 15's retired up there. And Don Henley and Joe Walsh from the Eagles don't want anything to do with
Eric
either.
Was on the show today, Gavin. But
Don Henley and Joe Walsh. Zach has no idea what you're talking about.
Are you kidding me? I know exactly who he's talking about.
Eagles want nothing to do with him.
Yeah, where do you think he goes, though, Bob? Which one of the situations makes the most sense?
The Bengals connection is an interesting one just because they've lost Samaje Perine, so he could step in and kind of play that role a little bit. And I think it'd be valuable for him to go somewhere that has a really strong passing attack that can, you know, give him some softer looks. I think that the Eagles do make sense. The Eagles are one of the better running football teams in the NFL, and they know how to scheme things up. And so if they can find favorable looks for him, that's really good, too. I don't see a ton of sense in the Jets from that standpoint, from Zeke or for the Jets, especially since they have, you know, Breece Hall hopefully coming back and a guy who looked really promising. So, I think Bengals or Eagles, if I was in Zeke's position, would make a lot of sense.
The Brown family is really big on Ohio State players. Their father was a coach at Ohio State, so that makes some sense right there where they might try to bring it.
Yeah, it's good to know that, NFL franchises – make decisions based on that and not necessarily talent.
No, Browns do. The Browns do.
I know, I'm just kidding.
That's absolutely something that they think about. Hey, Bobby, this morning in the mock draft for DallasCowboys.com for the draft show, we had a choice between taking a runner and taking a wide receiver. And Bijan Robinson was the runner, and then Johnston was the wide receiver. We took the runner. Should we have taken the wide receiver?
Man, if this was 4 days ago, I would have said take the runner. But ever, 4 days ago, Dan Orlovsky came out in favor of Bijan Robinson to the Cowboys, so I had to plant my heel and turn. So Quentin Johnston all day, baby. I would go Bijan Robinson if that was the look, and I like Quentin Johnston. And I think that the Cowboys would probably go Bijan Robinson there if those were the two that they were, wrestling over.
Can I ask you, could they have gone corner? All the corners were wiped out with the exception like Cam Smith was on the board still. Does Cam Smith instead
of South Carolina?
South Carolina instead of Bijan Robinson or Quentin Johnston?
I cannot imagine that. I mean, I don't know about Johnston and Smith. I can't imagine a world where they would have tags close enough on Cam Smith and Bijan Robinson to justify taking Cam Smith there if Bijan was on the board. Not that Cam Smith's a bad player or anything like that. It's just if we're talking about that collection of players, I cannot believe that they would have Smith and Johnston anywhere in the same realm as Bijan Robinson. So, I mean, that would be an aggressive window dressing of your board, I feel like.
The guards, either guard make a sense for you right there. Then.
Ooh, both now, you, now you're talking.
Torrance and Avia.
Avia and Torrance. And you've been the first one that I've heard that really has been talking about the potential of the Cowboys' love for Avia, the TCU guard.
Yeah, I think they like Avila a lot. And I think that, there's – Brian, I know you've heard some of this. We've talked about it on the morning show. You and I have both kind of assumed recently, like Tyron Smith to left tackle, Tyler Smith inside the guard. Everything's cleaned up. Everything looks good. The more you kind of talk to some people here in the last few days, the more you're starting to hear, no, Tyron Smith is not penciled in to start.
And Jason that
they really like Steele and they really like Tyler Smith. And if that's the case, then, well, now you have a big hole at left guard. Yeah. Because this, I think we've been operating under the assumption that if Tyron and Terrence Steele are the tackles, well, then Tyler Smith just moves inside the guard and everything's covered up. But the fact that that may not be the case, if that's not the case, like you're kind of hearing the chatter of, then guard becomes a really big position of need here. and Avila would make some sense. Osiris Torrence could make some sense. I think that Avila moves better than Torrence, though.
He does.
And neither move great, okay. But he moves better.
Even bigger than the tight end that they would think, right? Do you think guards ahead of tight end on their board?
Is the player potentially that could be there evaluated ahead of the guard?
We got a back problem.
Dalton Kincaid. How worried are we about that?
Okay, but like you got to remember, I know we've all talked a lot about Kincaid. I think we still have not talked consistently enough about Musgrave being somebody that they could
Gavin
like.
Gavin brought
back
him
there
up earlier today.
I think that's why I'm doing my best
to teach these guys, Bob.
That is why I have been lobbying to Derek Eagleton to replace both of you with Gavin Dawson on the draft show. And
well, Derek told me he was thrilled you weren't there today, Bobby.
Well, you know what? I know that's not true because hook 'em. So you're wrong. Now here's the thing:
that is blood is thicker.
Well,
than
then
water
you should have taken Dan Bijan Robinson and not been bitching about it.
I would say that Musgrave needs to be talked about similarly to Kincaid. Like, if we're all talking about Kincaid as an option, I think that they would be talking about Musgrave in similar range as him.
It's Bobby Bell here with you on 105.3 The Fan, our Cowboys insider. Did you want to follow up on that, Brian?
No, you gave me plenty of time there. Thank you for doing that.
You know, Bob, as you might be aware, Brad Sham likes to, you know, crap on hypothetical trade discussions and radio times from time to time.
He's,
you know, he likes to be realistic as possible. So, you know, I wasn't going to bring up the DeAndre Hopkins thing again, but he's there on Twitter saying if the price is that low, you got to do it. And I'm wondering if this is a total non-starter, or as money is getting lower and picks are getting lesser, is there any possibility that this could become realistic? And DeAndre's still in Dallas. He's posting social media stuff. He wants to be here. They got to find out how low the compensation could get, right?
Well, a couple different things here. Never say never. I mean, there's always, if a price gets low enough, they could always be in on anybody. So I wouldn't just say under no circumstances would they ever get involved, but I would say that if it ever got to a point where they decided to get involved and they made some sort of an acquisition, which I think is unlikely, they would have to get rid of somebody. Michael Gallup would have to be out of here probably, or potentially Jalen Tolbert. Like, they would have to clear up space. You can't just continue to add to that room and balloon it more and more. They'd have to get rid of some of the salary that's in there. And so I think that they'd have to have some sort of corresponding move there if they were going to add DeAndre Hopkins at this point.
The restructure of DeAndre Hopkins to bring his cap number down?
Even if you bring his cap number down, I mean, you're still looking at, you know, at that point, once CeeDee Lamb gets done, four guys making $10 million or more in your receiver room probably. And
Lamb's going to get done this offseason?
I think so. I would think so, yes. I don't know that Diggs does, but I do think that Lamb eventually gets done. Now, it may be something where it doesn't get done till training camp. Because they've done that in the past, even negotiations that were easy for them. Travis Frederick, Zach Martin, Tyron Smith, I think all got done in training camp like August. And so they've been known to get deals done there too.
I think Jerry wants to make a big impression on the fan base and get people excited. But his son won't let him spend $130 million for a big-time free agent, whether, you know, it's any position other than quarterback. So this allows you to do it. You know, I think Hopkins and Cooks and Gilmore, I think the fan base would just be ecstatic, and you'd be like, man, we pulled this off for $12 million in a fifth-round pick. It's close. And you know, maybe they become really comfortable at restructuring old guys this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it could get to a point where you can't say absolutely would never happen, but I think it's very unlikely. I couldn't see them getting involved in that. And I also don't totally buy that Hopkins is going to go for a fifth or sixth. I still think he goes for a third or something.
Bobby, we've been talking a lot about the changes on the offense with Mike McCarthy, but we have seen this team be super aggressive, more so than we have in terms of the trades and trying to get outside help here, not just retaining their own. I saw an interesting piece today about Mike McCarthy and the influence on the Cowboys' decisions, and those seem to be bigger than ever. Should we be giving him a little bit more credit for some of the work they've been able to do this offseason, or do you think that just might be circumstance?
I think that I don't think he's responsible for Stephon Gilmore. So, like, I mean, I think that part of it needs to be eliminated. Mike McCarthy's not making defensive trades for this football team. On the Brandon Cooks front or Edoga or Ronald Jones, those sort of acquisitions, yeah, I'm sure he's going to have a say in that also, because when you're changing a scheme or shifting a scheme, I think it's natural that, yeah, you're going to go out there and start acquiring new players because you need players that fit it. And so I think that it makes sense that he'd have more of a hand in it. He's going to be calling the plays, and so he's going to have an idea of which guys he wants in here. And so I think that's just the natural outflow of what happens when he's going to be calling those sorts of shots, is that he's going to have a bigger say in what they do on that side of the ball.
All right. Great stuff, Bob. Anything else before I let you go?
Just that I love you all.
Love you too. There he is. Bobby Belt joins us every night, 5:30 here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay. The tournament's back underway. Kansas State leads Michigan State 12-10. You can catch that action on TBS. It's time now for LA Live. Filling in for Lucius today and maybe tomorrow is Joey Erickson. Joey, you have the floor. Stop! Stop! Stop!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the inaugural installment of LA Live on Ice.
Joey!
It is great to be with you guys on this beautiful Thursday. It's a beautiful day, actually. The sun came out, which was nice. It's been muggy the past couple days.
Yeah.
Dawson did give me 60 seconds to talk hockey a little bit, so we're going to bounce around.
At the end of the segment.
No, yeah. No. We're going to start off with it. We're going to bounce around. We're going to talk a little baseball, too. We'll do
Let's go, Joey!
For the two people that do care throughout the Metroplex, the NCAA tournament for hockey is underway. My alma mater is up 2-0 right now, so I'm pretty happy about that.
Oh, so are we in the Huskies. Frozen Four? Are we in the Frozen Four?
No, we're in the regionals right now.
Oh, regionals.
Yeah, so
okay.
The game's just started. So St. Cloud State up 2-0, which is nice. So hopefully they can make it. They'll probably have to take on the old Gophers of Minnesota next round. So we'll see how that goes.
Minnesota, that's a tough one, eh?
It is. It'll be a big tough one there, don't you know?
Oh, yeah.
All righty. The Stars, by the way, they do play tonight. Sidney Crosby and the Penguins are in town. Ooh. At the AAC. So Ottinger is in net. Supposedly Sagan might be back as well from his
Let's
injury.
Let's go, Sags.
So, yeah. So that'll be fun. Just one more little hockey note. I wanted to play this from yesterday. This happened yesterday. It was on NHL on TNT. We all know about Connor McDavid, right?
Yes.
Good player.
Yeah, really Connor McJesus. Yeah, incredible.
Connor McJesus.
And Biz Nasty, Paul Bissonnette, he's one of the talent on NHL TNT. They had some fun banter that happened yesterday.
Connor, what's going on with that shirt there? Like, what's up with what are those two little things there on the front of them, up top by your collarbones? What is that?
Yeah, they're supposed to protect the collarbone. This was a shirt that was made for me my first year coming off a broken collarbone. So I'm not sure what they do, but we just got to go with what works.
Oh, I thought maybe like magnets or something. That was like the secret behind all your juice you got out there buzzing up and down the ice. I was going to make a comeback. I don't have my hands on one of those.
They don't make magnets big enough.
Yeah. No, I think you're right where you're supposed to be there.
Totally dunked on him.
Wow.
I think you're right where you're supposed to be there, huh?
Yeah.
Hate shaming him right there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, Paul Bissonnette, I think he had a total of 6 goals in his career. He was a fourth line guy.
Was he a fighter guy?
He was. That's
like
the only.
He wasn't like a Domi fighter guy, was he?
No. But that was the only reason he made it as far as he did. He played. I don't think he even played 100 games in the NHL. But it was because he was not afraid to rough and tough it up a little bit. So,
okay.
Yeah. So that was a fun little clip from last
night.
How
about you, Joey? Were you a fighter?
Oh, absolutely not. I was the guy that sat like 20 feet away from the big scrum and just laughed at everybody. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, he was Adam Banks.
I was a bad teammate. Let's be honest. I was not going to go and hurt myself for you most of the time.
So they didn't. Nobody had to go and grab you, Joey. Like nobody, like you know, when you skate around, you grab somebody's jersey.
You just kind of hook up.
Yeah. I was having a conversation with somebody on the opposing team away from it all, just like, oh, hey, how's it going? This is stupid.
So you were the golden boy. You were the star player, and they were protecting you. They were fighting for your honor.
I would like to think that, but probably not. I was all right. I wasn't too shabby myself.
What's the hardest you've ever been hit in a hockey game?
I've seen stars before, that's for sure.
Really? Like the boarded you?
I've gotten hit like 3 or 4 feet away from the boards and just got blasted back into the end wall, and that's not fun. Boards don't move, by the way. Not a lot of forgiveness.
Yeah, they don't give.
Yeah. But this did bring up a question for me. I was just thinking about, you know, kind of sports heroes and whatnot. I was wondering if you guys have maybe a memory of the first time you went to a sporting event or a specific hero you went and watched for the first time?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
1984, Mariners Angels in the game. Spike Owen, DFW guy. Rod Carew, Reggie Jackson. That's what I remember. I believe Mike Morgan was on the hill.
You got one there, Woolchuck?
Man, I'm trying to think. I was
one of Emmitt Smith days or something.
Well, I mean,
like
I did get to go to the late 90s, and I'll never forget the first Texas Stadium game I vividly remember. And I was spoiled by my grandparents having season tickets, and they took care of me and took me into a lot of those. But 98 Thanksgiving, the Randy Moss game, I was at that. And that's the first game that I really remember vividly in my memory at Texas Stadium and seeing all the crazy Vikings fans all face painted. Skull. Like, what a hooligan fan base this is. And that one didn't end well for us with Randy Moss, 3 catches for like $1.50, 3 touchdowns. But it was a great memory. It was my first Thanksgiving game, that's for sure.
I was in a minor league baseball game, Joey, Brian, mm-hmm. and I was even younger. And I barely remember this, but I'm like 5 or 6. And it was one of those like 5-cent beer games.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm tiny, and my parents are like trying to shield me from hammered people everywhere. And I just remember like sunburned, drunk faces everywhere. And it was terrifying as a young kid.
Yeah.
It really was.
Yeah, my whole family went to A&M, most of them. So I remember my first Aggie game with my dad when I was really young and that whole experience. And
what year was that, Joey? Like what, 2001?
It was, I want to say 2005. 04, 05. Yeah. I remember going to my first Aggie game and firing off the cannon.
It was
incredible.
Did it bother you that everybody was standing up the whole game?
It did. See, I grew to love it more as I got older, but I did hate it for a little bit while I was younger, especially when you're smaller. You can't see over everybody.
Can't see.
But I did remember one of the best games ever I went was Nebraska A&M, and it was a 9-3 game. It was all field goals, and A&M had the upset on Nebraska. That was a pretty incredible moment. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going back. I was starting to think because of I could go all the way back. Like, I remember the late 60s, like going to a Cowboys-Packers game. Like at the Cotton Bowl.
Oh, that's epic.
Like one of my first memories. And then my family got to see to Texas Stadium in 71 and then started going to games then. But, yeah, that first being like 6-7 years old going to that Packers game was like the first real memory. Like that's what kind of got me going on football in the NFL for sure.
All righty, great stuff. Just wanted to hear a little bit from you guys. Let's hop over to baseball. So the MLB, obviously, they're really pushing the new rules and whatnot. They actually came out with a little bit of a promo video with Bryan Cranston. So get a load of this.
This game is for you, the fan. You want the action to flow, the bat on the ball and daring on the base paths.
This is the game we all want to see.
Get the ball, pitch the ball. Keep the defense on their toes. Field like Ozzy, run like Ricky. So get that shift out of here. Free up the players to put on a show. It's the best game in the world. Now it's even better.
All righty. What did you guys think about that?
Now it's even better. That'll get you going. That'll make the hair stand up.
You get points for Walt White. Okay. Yeah. That's my exact feeling, though, on what we saw at spring training and everything that we've seen so far, is that baseball is back, and it's definitely time to give it another chance. And because the feeling around the game is totally different now. We got actual energy happening. These guys ruined it, you know? And what's funny is while these guys were ruining it, they were telling us about how they were baseball purists and wanted to hold up their traditions. Well, there's nothing pure and traditional about taking forever to play a damn baseball game.
Yeah.
But these guys were making it all about them up there on those mounds and stepping out of the batter's box. And I'm glad they finally got drugged into doing something to make the game better, because it had ground to such a halt, Joey. I'm not going to lie. It was so boring.
Yeah.
You know, baseball is my first love as a sport. You know, I've always loved playing it and, you know, loved watching it up until maybe 2012, 2013.
Yeah, I'm super excited, too. It just feels like there's much better energy around this Rangers team in the past couple years.
Amen to that.
Yeah, the good players help.
Yeah.
Any way to make the game more watchable is always a good thing for all the fans out there. So one more question for you guys. This actually comes a little bit from Ruben, but I saw at Citi Field up there in New York at the Mets new stadium, they have a giant scoreboard. Yeah.
They're pretty place.
Well, they were playing Nintendo 64 and they were playing Mario Kart on it. So I was wondering, who is your go-to Mario Kart? player character?
I always have enjoyed playing as Toad. I feel like Toad's fast, and I like Toad. I know maybe some would go with like Mario or Luigi or even Peaches. I feel like anytime I have to play against Peaches, Peaches usually wins. But I like Toad.
Can I admit I've never played one game?
That's not surprising, actually.
Yeah. But I did get to see them play video games on the big screen at AT&T.
Did you? Jonas Brothers?
They played Madden.
Yeah, I knew they played on it. Man, that thing would be crazy.
It was crazy. And City Field is beautiful, though. Been there, took the train from Manhattan.
Did you ever go to Old Shea Stadium?
Never made it to Old Shea.
I made it there, believe it or not.
They talk about that place, yeah.
I go with Wario myself.
You would like Wario.
What's
Wario? What is that?
I thought you'd be a Bowser.
He's like the evil Mario.
Oh.
Yeah, he's like the evil twin, but fat.
Alrighty. That's all I got for you.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Well,
you're now the biggest one of the
He called me Mario. What did he call me?
You asked me a question.
Wario. He called me Wario, I think.
There's another one, too. There's Wario.
Was it Yoshi?
Luigi?
I don't know.
No, he's a player for the
Bowser. The US big ones, you know?
Yeah, Bowser. I thought you'd be a Bowser guy.
The more important thing I've always felt is to get the lighter vehicle and know how to drive that thing.
Yes.
You know, get you some RPM boost coming off that. We got to run, though, live at Texas Barber College. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We got 4-1 to go. That's Joey filling in for Lucius today.
Nice job, Joe.
If you hadn't connected those dots yet. We have 1 hour to go. They're giving away another set of baseball tickets coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. And you can get a $5 haircut right now. So you're off work. You need a haircut. You know you do. Come on by the Barber College here on Lancaster, and they'll get you set up. And you could even join a barber school if you're looking for a career change. That's next right here in the G-Back Nation. I want to chat Frankels with you, though. If you are hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, the Frankels are the guys to call. That's who we trust at the Fan. Give them a call, 214-333-3333, or go online to truckwreck.com. The Frankels are great. You know, when you're hurt and it's not your fault, there's a massive financial burden that starts accumulating in your life. The person responsible for that wreck should be the one that writes that check. The Frankels, 214-333-3333, truckwreck.com. You know, we called them back in May of last year because we had a rear ending coming down 635. And sure enough, the guilty party's insurance company has been working overtime to try to get us to settle for less. Frankels won't let that happen because they know these things can reach six figures of damages. And if you're not careful, not only will your life be turned upside down, you need a new car, truck, but on top of that, you're dealing with a lifetime of pain and suffering. And you should be compensated for pain and suffering. Frankels, make sure it happens. Don't leave it to the insurance company. They're trying to get you the least amount of money as possible. And they're working overtime to accomplish that mission. Say shoot no. I'm calling the Frankels, 214-333-3333, truckwreck.com. Salute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.